Good evening. Thank you for joining us for this prayer class. So for anyone that's just joining us, I'll be speaking tonight on Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. It's been very anciently taught in the church as a special way of reading scripture, and I'll be doing a little bit of review of how one can pray with Lectio Divina in scripture. But I would especially like to apply it to how we can pray during the Mass, especially during this time of live stream Masses. So let us begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, we thank you for the ways that you speak to us, especially through sacred scripture, when we read, when we reflect, when we meditate with your word, and in the ways that you speak to us through the most holy sacrifice of the Mass. For all those ways in your wisdom, your word is present in the Holy Mass. Help us to reflect, to dialogue with you in a deeper way with the ancient prayer of Lectio Divina, of divine reading. And we ask for your intercession, Blessed Mother, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Saint Albert the Great, pray for us. So Lectio Divina, as I mentioned, is a Latin form meaning for divine reading, and it has four steps in Lectio Divina. So Lectio, which is essentially meaning reading, and for those who know Spanish, leer, so probably sounds more familiar. Then after, we have the second step of meditatio, and that is meditation. Then the third step is oratio, directly translated as prayer. And the fourth step is contemplatio, directly translated as contemplation. So this idea of reading, of meditating, of praying, of contemplating. So most traditionally, when one takes Lectio Divina, one takes a particular passage of scripture and one will read it three times. And sometimes people wonder, you know, how do I pick that particular scripture passage that I'm going to pray with via Lectio Divina? One of my encouragements, especially for those that are just getting started with Lectio Divina of divine reading, of reading and praying with scripture in this way, is to take the daily readings of the church. A great treasure that we have is that if everyone's like, I don't know what to pray with, well, the church gives us certain readings every single day of the year. You can find that on the St. Albert the Great homepage. We have those readings on the U.S. Catholic Conference of Bishops, the usccb.org. They have those readings there. It's present on various apps. You can have the daily readings sent to you. For those that prefer hard copy, there's all kinds of little daily devotionals, etc., all kinds of ways of being able to get the daily readings, but that's a real easy way of being able to enter into Lectio Divina if one's kind of wondering what to pray with. Now, it's important because of the way that we have so many options of what readings to pray with the daily readings, to pick one. My encouragement, especially when people are getting started, is to start with the Gospels. Gospels especially dealing with the life and words of Jesus, and so I just find that the Gospels are especially powerful in being able to have this opportunity of praying and dialoguing with God, especially in sacred scripture. So just would invite and encourage of kind of that as a starting place for offering this prayer of Lectio Divina of divine reading. So in Lectio, the first step of Lectio Divina, when one reads, one takes that particular scripture passage, reads it three times. The first time one reads it, it is just like normal, just kind of a normal pace, normal way of reading. You're just kind of familiarizing yourself with the reading. And I like to say it's like when you're entering into a conversation. So we make small talk, right, when we start a conversation with a friend, and we're just kind of, you know, entering into the conversation. So the first time of that Lectio is just that kind of way of just entering in. It's almost like the small talk kind of a stage of beginning that dialogue that will eventually happen with God through Lectio Divina. Then the second time that we read the scripture passage, we slow it down. And so one slows down. For those that have a harder time slowing down when you read, what I encourage is read a word, count a second, read another word, count a second. So you kind of can slow yourself down through that way. And as you slow down, you're trying to start to see what are particular words or phrases that just start to kind of jump out at you as you familiarize yourself with that scripture. And again, in kind of equating it with a conversation, it's like after you make the small talk, then there's kind of that just kind of natural way that the conversation starts to go somewhere from that place of small talk. It just starts to go to what's going to be the top first topic that we're going to discuss with. And the same kind of principle applies in Lectio Divina. Then the third time that one does Lectio, one reads it very slowly. So again, you want even more of a pause than the second time. And the goal of this third part of Lectio, of reading, is that you would narrow down to ideally just one word. For some people, especially starting out, they have to narrow down to a phrase. It's hard to get down to one word. But ideally, you would focus down to one word. And in that one word, then what one does is passes from that first step of Lectio into the second step of Lectio Divina, which is meditatio, or meditation. And you enter into this meditation with God by repeating this particular word various times. So when I pray in reflecting, like for homily preparation, I pray Lectio Divina with the scriptures, and many times you can actually tell what Lectio word jumped out at me, because it's going to be the word from the gospel I'm going to particularly mention. And so that is the one in today's gospel, was trust. And so when I was praying Lectio with that word, okay, trust was what kind of stuck out at me. So then I repeated trust. And it becomes almost like kind of a mantra you repeat it over and over again. I recommend, especially as people are entering in to this second stage of meditatio in the process of Lectio Divina, divine reading, of praying it 30 times. So I would go, trust, trust, trust. Trust, trust. And as I pray with that word of trust over and over and over and over again, what happens is certain memories start to come up. Certain circumstances start to come up. Maybe particularly right now, of going, how do I trust God in what's going on with the pandemic right now, of trusting, of being able to provide for God, of reaching people, etc. So there are ways of how maybe I can be struggling with trust that enter in, and so I'm seeking to dialogue with God in that place. And so this second step of meditatio, of meditation, is that way of beginning that conversation, that dialogue with God, and it's using that particular word that came out of the first step of Lectio Divina, and that word will resonate, will speak to us in some way, shape, or form. Then we go from that second step of meditatio, of reflecting on what that word is and a kind of a listening, to oratio, or prayer. So the idea is, in meditatio, God has spoken something to us and we're listening. So we're listening very much, especially in that second step, and kind of seeing what is God speaking to us. In oratio, the third stage, that's our response. That's when we're speaking back to God. So since trust was kind of what came up, and God might be kind of pointing out places where maybe I could be struggling with mistrust, or where I need to rely on a greater trust with God, then I would offer my response. You know, it could be simple, again, Divine Mercy Sunday being recently, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you in this circumstance. Jesus, I trust in you with this situation that's going on. Jesus, I trust in you with this doubt going on. I offer my response to God in this third step of oratio. Then in the fourth and final step of Lectio Divina, it's contemplatio. So in contemplatio, that's contemplation. So we're kind of entering into that connection, that union, that experience with God in our lives and in our hearts. And so, God, we want to say, what is that way we're entering into that communion, that union with you in contemplation? And contemplation is almost like that step of a conversation, a dialogue with someone, where it's like the really good part. It's like the really meaty part, the really deep part of that conversation, where we're really kind of connecting with that person, gelling with that person. It just seems like a lot of fruit is coming from that particular conversation. Sometimes, too, it can be a place of rest. And so we enter into that experience of contemplatio, of contemplation, and we just feel a great rest, a great way of connecting with God, of being in God's presence. So that's just kind of a review of those four steps of Lectio Divina. Now, that's a way that we can pray with Lectio Divina and Sacred Scripture. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that I would adapt this Lectio Divina to praying with the Mass, especially during the live streams that we're facing right now. So a lot of times what people are telling me is that they have trouble during the live stream kind of focusing. Seems like distractions are more present, it's harder, maybe there's a little bit of a buffering error, or it's some harder to hear a word, etc. What I encourage is, especially during the live stream masses, follow the same principles of Lectio Divina. So Lectio, read. So focus, listening in that first step, of what are the particular words in the Mass that are speaking to you. And this isn't just present during the Liturgy of the Word. Obviously, during the Liturgy of the Word, as the lector or the deacon or priest are proclaiming Scripture, one can especially practice this. Whenever I'm listening to Mass, when I'm participating in that prayer during the Liturgy of the Word, and the lector's proclaiming, their deacon's proclaiming, a lot of times you might notice that I close my eyes, and I'm literally going through the process of Lectio Divina as they're praying with Scripture, as they're proclaiming Scripture in front of us, and I'm seeing just in that moment, what are those particular words that just kind of seem to be speaking to me? But one can pray that way in the liturgy as well. We don't realize how much Scripture is present in the Mass and in the prayers of the Mass. It's all over the place, especially from the book of Revelation. Dr. Scott Hahn has some beautiful books, especially The Lamb's Supper, that kind of talks about this connection of Revelation and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. So Scripture is present throughout the Mass. And that's why, because of the way that Scripture has been so deeply integrated into the prayers of the Mass, that one is able to have this experience of being able to reflect and meditate on the words of the Mass. So as the priest is offering various prayers within the Mass, see what kind of speaks to you. Maybe there's a word of peace be with you. And just that word of peace really resonates because you feel very much like there's a lack of peace. Like you're feeling disquieted, you're feeling disturbed, and you're not feeling peaceful. And so when you hear those words of peace, you almost want to respond, I don't feel peaceful right now. That's Lectio Divina. You're acknowledging, you're listening, and you're hearing God wants to give you that peace. That word of peace is speaking to you in the prayers that are being offered during the Mass. You then take that moment of then responding. So after you've lectio, you've read, you've listened, you've meditatio, you have had that way of repeating, man, peace, and just you start to feel kind of an unrest within you. You dialogue back to God and say, God, I don't feel peaceful right now. I don't feel restful right now. But then that stage of contemplatio, God's response is almost, but peace be with you. Do you want to experience that peace? Do you want to know me in this particular way? Do you want me to lead you out of this place of unrest that you're experiencing right now and experience a quiet, a calmness, a peace instead? Peace be with you. And you might find yourself surrendering, letting go of whatever has been robbing you of that peace, whatever it is you've been holding on to instead. And then you find yourself entering into that peace and experiencing a lifting, experiencing a relief of what's going on. You've just prayed with Lectio Divina with the prayer responses of the Mass. Alleluia. Alleluia is a great prayer. It's one of the most simple prayers of praise that the Church has. Alleluia. And you might find yourself not feeling like praising God, and you say, God, I'm not feeling like praising, or maybe you are feeling like God praising, that some great miracle, wonderful thing just happened, and you're in that place of joy, etc. Alleluia. So many different ways in the Mass. So I invite us to pray not only with Sacred Scripture, with Lectio Divina, but also to pray with the Mass through Lectio Divina as well. Through that first step of Lectio of reading again three times, first regular pace, then slowly, then very slowly, narrowing down to a particular word or phrase that speaks to us. The second stage of meditatio, of meditation, of seeing what is it that God is speaking to us as we seek to listen to God. What is that word that especially is speaking and connecting to us? That third stage of oratio, of prayer. What is that response that we seek to offer back to God in that moment? That fourth step of contemplatio, of contemplation, of especially entering into God's presence, into connection, into union, into that rest with God. And to realize that because of how sacred scripture is so deeply integrated and united with all of the parts of the Mass, not just with the liturgy of the word, but all of the Mass, that there's ways to be able to pray with the entire Mass through Lectio Divina, and in that way to enter more deeply even during this time of live stream Masses, of allowing us to really dialogue with God through the Mass. We have a great opportunity to always talk to God, to always be heard by God. Let us pray now for that grace through Lectio Divina to hear our Lord and to respond to our Lord, especially at this time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, we thank you for the grace of Lectio Divina. We thank you for the opportunity to read sacred scripture, to be able to listen during the Mass, to meditate upon your presence, upon the prayers, of being able to offer a response, a prayer to what you speak to us, and of entering into contemplation of that deep unity with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us, and please know that my custom will be during the rest of this time of having this time of COVID, et cetera, that after the Thursday 7 p.m. English Healing Mass, that I'll offer this prayer class, and hope you'll be able to join us. Blessings.